This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06. Producer Tasha Fasil is in the studios with us right now with updates from the Day One Rakyat. Tasha, what went down today?
Okay, so one of the key highlights was a visit by Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy to Parliament. MP for Pematang Power Nurul Izzah had invited Rainsy, as well as his wife, who is also a politician, Tulong Somura, to come to Malaysia for a meeting. As you may have heard on the news, there has been a bit of a complicated situation between Malaysian authorities and the Cambodian opposition politicians.
Yes, I think a few days ago, another opposition leader, Mu So Chua, and two other activists were detained when they arrived at KLIA. But they were released after that.
Yeah, they were. And all of this happened ahead of a plan by the opposition leaders to return to Cambodia and lead demonstrations against the Prime Minister Hun Sen. There was a press conference after the meeting in Parliament today. Here's Sam Rainsy speaking to reporters.
My first words are about our gratitude, our deep gratitude to the Malaysian government, the Malaysian authorities, the Malaysian people, the Malaysian members of parliament who have allowed us to come to this beautiful country. Contrary to accusations that has been raised against us by the Cambodian government, we are not criminals. We are Democrats. We are freedom fighters. And here in Malaysia, we have many friends. We have many like-minded people. We will find another way to go back to Cambodia. I will be staying in the region because the situation can change very quickly. And I will go back in Cambodia when there is a material, a physical possibility to do so with my colleagues.
So Rainsy also said that external pressure coming from the European Union may help add pressure to the Cambodian government.
Today, the European Union is publishing a report which is the basis for suspension of trade privileges if democracy is not restored. So the Cambodian government face responsibility if they don't want Cambodia to face an economic crisis with hundreds of thousands of workers losing their job. They must restore democracy.
That was the Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy. So moving on to inside the Dewan Rakyat, what were the updates there, Tasha?
There was actually a moment today when Deputy Women, Family and Community Development Minister Hannah Yeo gave sort of a short lecture on how MPs need to keep up with Parliament proceedings. This was after the Merbau MP Noor Azrina Surip asked a question about raising allowances for the staff at community rehab centres, which according to YB Hannah was the sixth time that this issue was actually brought up in Parliament. So here's the Deputy Minister with a bit of an exasperated response and the reaction that followed.
Sebelum saya menjawab soalan ini, izin saya memaklumkan kepada Dewan bahawa soalan yang sama telah kami jawab sebanyak 6 kali isu ini sejak tahun lepas. Jadi setiap sidang, soalan yang sama ditanya dan saya memintalah supaya yang berhormat semua membaca handset ataupun mendengar penjelasan betul-betul, kerana ini dah kali ke-6 saya dengan yang amat berhormat Menteri mengulangi jawapan.
Jawab sajalah Menteri.
Saya kena maklumkan supaya kita tak membazirkan masa Dewan. Dewan
masa kalau
Dewan
pandai jawab,
pilih soalan, pilih.
Masa
siapa yang pilih soalan? Salah Dewan.
Tuan yang
salah Dewan, dia tidak pandai jawab.
So that sort of went on and picked up again a few minutes after when several MPs complained about YB Hannah's remark. The tension was only cut after the Speaker, Muhammad Arif Muhammad Yusof, threatened a warning note at one of the MPs.
So Having been to Parliament and witnessing some of the proceedings that go on, there are sometimes quite a lot of questions that you would see in several sessions, right? Even if, let's say, that's been answered or if it's too close a period for a proper update. So, I mean, I can see it from YB Hannah's point that, you know, you shouldn't be wasting precious Parliament time because MPs are only meeting for a very limited number of days. And at the same time, a lot of them are also happening, or a lot of them also either miss the sittings because of work or personal issues. So I'm not sure where, you know, why this happens, you know, why the fact that questions are repeated, why the same issues are brought up over and over again. Maybe because it's unsolved, but maybe at the same time it's that they don't have a staff working with them to, you know, say that, hey, this has already been answered in the past.
Or maybe it's like an issue that's very close to the MP's heart, so just want to get like put constant pressure or something.
You're
like,
so nice
things
today.
Get going.
So you can let us know, you know, if, let's say, is there value in asking the same question again and again in Parliament? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. What else was there, Tasha?
Well, YB Hannah was speaking again on another matter. She actually held a press conference along with Deputy Home Minister Dato Aziz Jamman to talk about Macau scams and love scams.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, Macau scams are where the scammer pretends to be from a bank or a government agency, mm-hmm. and love scams, on the other hand, involve a relationship or some sort.
Yeah, and you know, we see this, I think, almost daily in the news, mm-hmm. right? And according to the two deputy ministers, the bulk of the victims are women, although men, of course, aren't spared from these scams as well. They reminded the public not to reveal information like your IC number, your bank account number. So, you know, essentially, whenever you get a call asking for these types of very personal and private information, or you hear a promotion that seems too good to be true, the best thing to do is, you know, to keep calm and you know, just check on it.
So we also have male victims, and the numbers are also high. So what we want is the public not to panic. Please put down the phone and do the checking. Okay, even if they tell you they are calling from police station, do not respond.
So another issue is that women who become victims of love scams are often quite hesitant about making a report because, you know, they worry about being judged by their friends and relatives for being duped in that way. So the Deputy Home Minister said that there are women officers on duty to attend to these victims.
And how do you verify if a call is real or a scam?
Well, so there's actually this website where you can check for details commonly used by scammers. The title of it is a little bit long, so I don't know whether a quick Google check might help, but it's ccid.rmp.gov.my/semamula. I'm assuming it's mula and not mule because it's spelled
mule.
With an E.
Yeah.
Semak mule?
No, I think it's semak mula. I have a feeling it's semak mula.
Like, of all the times to use casual Malay lingo, that's when they do it. You can, of course, also call up the police station to you know, verify.
Again, that is... well, I won't repeat the link. You just got to Google semak mula. That's S-E-M-A-K-M-U-L-E. Now, yesterday, I'm no Supreme Council's... member Dato Lokman Nor Adam said in a statement that there is collusion involved in Dato Sri Najib Razak's trial. He claimed that Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad influenced the High Court's decision to call for defence for Dato Sri Najib. Were there any comments about that today?
Yeah, MPs from both sides of the political divide had things to say, and they, you know, both were in agreement. They said that it's likely not true. Here's Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim.
Ini tidak ada asas. Dia boleh dakwa. Tapi proses undang-undang bebas dan telus. Dan orang boleh baca kes. Saya tidak mahu campur selain mengatakan bahawa ada putusan hakim untuk minta Dato' Sri Najib bela diri. So I don't think we should entertain some allegations unless they can give some facts or incontrovertible evidence.
And then from the opposition camp, we've got Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Hussein.
You have to ask those that are involved. I don't think so. We were accused of that before when we were in government. But basically, at the end of the day, the institution, institusi kehakiman kita, mesti mempertahankan maruah, kedudukan, credibility, integrity institusi itu sendiri. That is more important. It's not a question of speculation who is influencing who, but the process of the court case will determine the future, the integrity, the independence, and the credibility of the judges that are trying this case.
That was UMNO Vice President Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Hussein. And now, on to our next segment. It's time to meet an MP.
And Tasha, who do we have today?
So today we've got an MP who's not one too shy from the mic in Dewan Rakyat. He's known for his really energetic speeches during Parliament debates. Here he talks to us about infrastructural concerns in his constituency.
My name is Abdul Hassani, Member of Parliament, Kapar. My target now is infra, whereby infra is hitting a very bad situation. The road is very bad because we at the port. Our neighbour is the Klang Airport, whereby each of the heavy lorry crossing by the my area, and then the cost of that, the damaging a lot of road, and the government have to do something very urgently. I hope that they will do for the upgrading the road as soon as possible.
That was the MP for Kapar, that was Abdullah Sani Abdul Hamid. If you have any thoughts about any of the parliamentary updates today, you can let us know. Call 0733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Tasha, thank you very much for those updates. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.